GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hilrich Tyler Show. The 2020 State of Tobacco Control Report is out. And for insight and crunching some numbers, George, our friend Lance Bushy from the American Lung Association in Maine. He's in Manchester this morning. I think he said he's in Manchester this morning. If you want to check, he's on line three right there.
Hey, Lance. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, George. Good morning, Rick.
Are you indeed in Manchester?
I am in Manchester, Maine.
Which is beautiful, especially this time of year. What do you see inside the pages of the 2020 State of Tobacco Control Report?
Well, it's kind of a mixed report, as it always seems to be. We have our 18th annual State of Tobacco Control Report that was just released today. And it looks at both grades of the federal government and the state government. And there's some work to do in both, but the really great news for Maine is the past couple of years I've been on with you all, I've used the line that it's a report card you'd hide from your parents, and this year with some action in the legislature and support from Governor Mills, we have gone from low in the pack to having the best report card in the country in Maine. So
what?
We have
really?
Now,
we're best in the nation? Wow.
We have the top grades in the nation. We have four A's and a C. And that doesn't mean that we can take our foot off the gas. There's still a lot of work to do because the youth vaping epidemic is skyrocketing, and we're seeing that here in Maine, and we really need to hone in and focus on that as well. But our grades have drastically improved, and a lot of that was for the past 5 to 10 years, we have either cut our tobacco control funding or not increased it at all. And at that same time is when you had vaping taken off. So when the governor proposed to more than double the funding that Maine puts into tobacco control last session, that really impacted, increased a lot of our grades.
Well, that's good news, I guess, overall. We talk about health here on the show quite a bit. We often and should look at young people because that's the future. I was looking at some numbers back in, 2017, about 8.7% of high school students in Maine was smoking at least one day in 30 days. The national rate was 8. What's the new number?
The numbers have dropped for traditional combustible cigarettes. Maine's high school youth smoking rate is 7.1% now, and cigar, I mean, other tobacco products are included in cigars are 5.7. The real problem is e-cigarette youth rate in high school students is 28.7%. When you combine all of those tobacco products, Maine's high school youth rate is an astounding 29.6%. And I mean, so nearly one in three high school kids are using some form of tobacco product in Maine. And almost even more alarming, our middle school tobacco use rate is the highest in the Northeast. So kids are starting these products, mainly e-cigarettes, at a very early age. We're really concerned at the Lung Association about the flavors and the marketing of these products. When they come in strawberry, blueberry, unicorn puke, gumball, all these flavors, these are marketed towards kids. And we hope to see, as I said, there's more work to be done. We would love to see the governor and the legislature come out and follow Massachusetts' lead and remove all flavored tobacco products from the market. And we think that would be the next policy that we can do to really make a dent in these numbers and further lower the rates of tobacco use, both among Maine students and adults.
Then maybe we'll make the honor roll. We're talking with Lance Bushy from the American Lung Association in Maine, digging into the 2020 State of Tobacco Control Report. Lance, we have something on our program called the sarcasm filter. It's on right now, and I'm going to shut it off so I can use sarcasm to ask you a question.
Sarcasm filter disabled.
But wait, how are these kids getting these tobacco products? It's against the law to sell tobacco products to kids. All right, let me turn the sarcasm filter back on now, okay?
Sarcasm filter active.
But Lance, how are these kids getting this tobacco if it's illegal to sell tobacco to kids?
Well, I mean, that is a problem, and Maine was one of the early states that passed Tobacco 21, and there's no silver bullet one policy, so that policy alone was not going to end our youth tobacco epidemic. That was great, and we were pleased at the Lung Association to see Congress in late December make that the law of the land nationwide. That is going to be one factor in helping curb youth access. But just like kids obtain, they could still obtain them from older family members. A study came out last year that showed that about 17% of youth in California were able to obtain e-cigarettes at vape shops, and California has had Tobacco 21. So there are retail violations that are in effect, getting them or taking them from older siblings or parents is a problem. But what we can do, not to sound like a broken record, but if you make these products less attractive to kids by removing the flavors, we can help lower these numbers.
I was sitting here thinking about it back when I was a kid and we're in school, in high school. The coach handled everything. He didn't want us to smoke because in those days they say, well, kill your wind, as they used to say to the athletes. And the kids would still do it. So he finally told us that the girls wouldn't kiss us because we smelled. So that worked better than warning us that we'd lose our breath. I don't know what we do to scare them off today.
I mean, there is some unique campaigns that the United States CDC and Food and Drug Administration are running. I coaching my son's hockey team, saw some of them in the locker room, using sort of those kids' potty humor to talk about the effects of these products, particularly e-cigarettes, on your health, on your social status, which is great. I mean, the counter-marketing needs to happen, and by Maine increasing its funding, that's one thing that we're going to see out of the Maine CDC. So those sort of targeted messages going where kids are at is what we need to do to counter the $45 to $50 million of pro-tobacco marketing that the industry spends in our state every year.
Lance Bushy's on the phone with us. He's in Manchester. He's with the American Lung Association in Maine, and the 2020 State of Tobacco Control Report is out. And guess who got the best grades in the whole USA? The state of Maine. All A's and one C. A listener, Ed, sent us a note, and we thought we heard you correctly when you told us this, Lance, that we have put in place promises to spend more money for enforcement over the past 11 months, and that was enough to get our grades up to all A's and a C. I don't know if there are any numbers to actually back up the quality of work that came out of our investment, but it was just saying, hey, we're going to make the investment that brought our grades up.
It's not just an enforcement, it's to the Tobacco Prevention and Control Program, which that funding fund some of the counter marketing that I mentioned, the youth prevention and community prevention work that goes along across the state in the towns. It also funds the Maine Tobacco Helpline, which is a tremendous resource and one of the best, if not the best, tobacco quit line, mainly geared to helping adults quit smoking. So the United States CDC puts out a amount of what a well-rounded tobacco program should be. And for Maine, it's based on the number of smokers you have and the size of your state. And no state comes close to funding that, or very few. So now with Maine's increase, Maine, California, and Alaska are the only ones that are near that program. I mean, it's going to take time to see the effects of this funding, but we now have a tobacco control program that is doing counter-marketing among youth. For the last 8 years, we have not had these counter-marketing that I talked about reaching kids and the target for the e-cigarette industry. And at that same time, where we weren't invested in the program and invested in prevention is when the e-cigarette epidemic skyrocketed and we had a doubling and tripling of youth use rates every year. So it is going to take time to realize the gains the outcomes of increasing that funding. But at the same time, we need to continue to pass other policies like increasing the price of these products through taxes or removing flavors from the market. So it's a comprehensive approach and a suite of policies that will result in seeing our numbers decline.
Well, we know the kids read a lot of stuff on the internet, but they don't read the good stuff sometimes. They may not see the reports that we see of lung problems. 200 or more e-cigarette users developed severe lung disease in 22 states. They're not sure if the vaping causes it. Most likely the culprit is a contaminant. Possibilities could be irritation or a lot of reasons why it's not a good idea. But according to your report, the middle schoolers using tobacco here of some nature, particularly vaping, is we're the highest in the Northeast. So getting the message to the kids is like it has always been, I guess, in various things, is don't do it. But how do you get that message across?
I mean, a lot of it, we have programs that work with the schools, Not on Tobacco and In-Depth, which are one of the programs. In-Depth is a new program that we launched this year, available for free to school districts to get some of this prevention messages in the schools. We've been engaged with the Superintendents Association to get resources out to every school district in Maine, making the teachers aware. I mean, so many of these devices, parents and teachers and coaches are still not even know what they look like. I mean, some of them look like highlighters. The Juul one that is the most popular looks like a USB flash drive. When I was with the Superintendents Association, they indicated that this problem of youth vaping in schools is consuming the vast majority of their administrators' time in schools up and down the state. So helping to do some of that education of the faculty to make them aware, and then they in turn can push it out to the students along with sort of these social media messages that the state's investing in to reach kids where they're at and let them know the harms of these products.
There's an elephant in the room. Legalized marijuana in our state. Does the 2020 State of Tobacco, I know it's not tobacco, control report, does it even mention marijuana, Lance?
So the State of Tobacco Control does not address marijuana. This strictly looks at tobacco products and tobacco addiction and policies that we can do to address the tobacco epidemic in our country and in Maine. But when you're talking about tobacco, other substances that people consume and burn also come up, but we obviously are very concerned about smoking marijuana, inhalation of or aerosol, using it through vaping products of marijuana is damaging to the lungs. We do not support legalization of marijuana that undermines our traditional smoke-free laws. So we would encourage anyone to only breathe healthy, clean Maine air into their lungs. Any foreign substance, be it marijuana or e-liquid and from e-cigarettes or combustible cigarettes, inhaling into your lungs is not healthy and can cause irreversible damage.
Yeah, the lungs have a function, and clean air is what the function is, and transfer oxygen. But my question to you would, how do kids afford it? I don't know, when I was a kid, I had some money, but I didn't have a lot of money. This is not a cheap habit. Where are they getting the money?
It is not cheap, not all these products are expensive. I mean, there are disposable e-cigarettes that are $5, $6, $8. And so they're not out of reach by any means. But one of the ways that we can address this and the grade that we need to work on is our tobacco tax grade. That's the one C that we have on this report card. And there is evidence that shows that raising the prices of tobacco products lowers the youth use rate by making them less affordable to them. There are little cigars that are sold in a pack of 20 at any gas station that come in grape and cherry and all these other flavors that are about $1.09. And when you add in a little bit of tax, they're under $2. So these products are not, some of them are expensive, but they are not as expensive as often believed. So that's one of the strongest recommendations we have in this report, is that Maine needs to increase the tax on cigarettes, which in turn raises the price of all these other products because we linked our other tobacco product taxes last year. So if we increase the cigarette tax, which has not been increased for 15 years, we will raise the price of these products and make them less affordable for kids.
Lance Bushy with the American Lung Association in Maine, in Manchester, which is beautiful, especially this time of year, with deets on the 2020 State of Tobacco Control Report. Where can listeners go online to read the report for themselves, Lance?
Anyone can visit the lung.org and see the report with all the grades for both Maine and the nation.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.